welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to another Spirit Connection podcast. It is March 30th, 2022, and I'm doing a special early release of the prophetic word for the month of April. If you've been following my podcast for a number of years, it's the first Wednesday of every month that I release the prophetic word for the month, but gosh, that'll be April 6th, which is a little too far out in advance for all that's happening in April. So I'm releasing it a little bit early. Tell your friends. And here it is. It's an exciting time right now. Give you time to prepare for an amazing month. We've got Easter, Resurrection Sunday. We've got Passover. We've got breakthrough time here. And my Enlightened Connection team is in the chat room. You can chat in your questions, and we use those to help with training and help understanding. We answer them the best we can, but also follow me on my website, DougAddison.com, social media, Facebook. You name it, I'm out there. Take a look around. You'll find me. I'm so excited about this prophetic word for the month of April, but see, God is outside of time, so no matter when you listen to this, especially with the internet, you listen to it later and enter right into the season right now. The title of this is An Outpouring of the Lord is Here. Lord, we pray that you would open up the heavens right now. Ooh, send your power. Send your glory. We pray that you would open things up. There's a powerful, powerful presence and anointing that's over this message. It's over this month. We just ask now in Jesus' name to come into alignment. Amen. Well, this month is starting this really special time. I heard the Lord say, Psalm 92:10 in the Passion Translation. Check that out. Your anointing has made me strong and mighty. You've empowered my life for triumph by pouring fresh oil over me. Man, you gotta put that on your fridge. Wow, Psalm 92:10, the Passion Translation. The Lord is moving right now. He's bringing a greater anointing. He's bringing greater power, strength. He's getting you ready for an outpouring of refreshment. And I tell you, I kept hearing the word outpouring, outpouring, outpouring. As I was preparing for this just recently, I've been feeling this so strongly. So watch for the Lord now to do some things. He's going to bring some changes that will shift you strategically into this alignment that you need. He's realigning some people. Some people are already there. He's just going to clear some clouds. But maybe you don't know what's ahead, but the Lord says just forget about what's behind and move forward. It seems like there's been some delays and setbacks, but the Lord says this has been necessary. It's been a necessary season, not the suffering, you know, not the death and stuff, but there's been some delays and setbacks because the Lord said, I'm aligning you. And April is a very strategic month with the Jewish festival, holiday of Passover, and Resurrection Sunday, a.k.a. Easter. The month is so filled with strategic holidays. I just love this time of year. It's ordained by God, by the way, to get a breakthrough during this season. Passover is a Jewish holiday that's actually celebrating the time when Moses got the plans to get the Israelites out of captivity of Egypt. I mean, he broke them out really a little bit later, but he just needed the spirit of the destroyer, basically. The destroyer had come against him. He prophesied this, that the destroyer was there. But if they put some blood on the doorpost, that the destroyer would pass over them. And that's exactly what happened. It was a prophetic sign of Jesus, the last Passover lamb. It was a prophetic sign of that. But the season, think about the season. Why did God choose this? Why did he do this? And, you know, there's some things that happened during the Passover. It's the holiday that celebrates that. But it was also the time that the Lord chose. He chose Passover when Jesus was here. He chose Passover to be the time when Jesus would go to the cross, be crucified, and rise again right during the season. So, see, practically what this means for you is there's a spiritual atmosphere that's ripe to receive what Moses did. Basically, see, we can cry out to him and get the strategy to get the destroyers to pass over you. And I do this every year. I teach this every year. Oh, man, it's an exciting time, you know. Prophetically, a lot of the prophets hear the Lord really clearly right around Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Jewish New Year, you know, which varies each year. But for me, I like that time too, but I really love Passover. I sometimes get more strategies. Actually, I get more strategies. I get the full word of the Lord during, you know, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, during that time. But I get these really popping strategies from God. They've helped us out many times. And Isaiah 5:19, I love it in the Passion Translation. Let the prophetic plan of the Holy One of Israel quickly come to pass so that we can see it. Passover is a significant time that the prophetic plans, yep, of the God of Israel can come to pass. Let us see them, Lord. It's that significant time. Now, of course, I mentioned that Jesus was crucified. He rose again, and it was right at Passover. He was celebrating Passover, you know, with his disciples. That's where we get the Lord's Supper. You know, that's where we get communion. It was a powerful time. But it also signifies at the end of Passover, 50 days later or so, Jesus returned to heaven. He actually went back to heaven and then sent the Holy Spirit. That was Pentecost. So why did God choose this season? Because it's a powerful season that aligns with the time. It aligns with the seasons. And so we have Passover to Pentecost coming up as well. So let me just lay it out for you. You know, you don't have to be legalistic about this, like if you miss it by one day. In fact, like I said before, God is outside of time. He can speak anytime. You can pick this up a year later. You can pick this up at any time. You can pick this up at November 11th later on and apply these principles because they're from the Lord. And he's the one who ordained. So Passover this year, it fluctuates based on the Jewish calendar, April 15th to the 23rd, 2022. This is a time to get strategies, to get freedom, to get out of debt, you know, to get set free. Then we have Easter, Resurrection Sunday. And I'm going to go through some of these dates right now so you'll know. That is April 17th, 2022. So we have these two things in April. You can get new power, encouragement, healing, you name it, because the power of the Lord, resurrection power, is available. Now, Passover ends in April, and then it goes to Pentecost, which is June 5th, 2022. So you could get between this 50 days, the Lord chose this time. He was still on earth. Jesus had already risen from the dead. He did some things in between this time, but it's a powerful Pentecost is where the Lord sent the Holy Spirit, and Jesus returned so that the Holy Spirit, the Helper, could come. And so that's on June 5th. So I'm just saying, we're in a time right now that you can hear God. You can gain understanding, wisdom, revelation, encouragement, healing. There's so much that's flowing. I'm dipping it, man. I'm taking a bath in this already. I'm taking a shower in this flow of the Lord that's moving right now. So this is a season right now. Let me help you get prepared. It's a season to dig deep in the Lord. Psalm 84, verse 6 of the Passion Translation. Even though their paths wind through the dark valley of tears, they dig deep to find pleasant pools. Where others find pain, he gives them a brook of blessing and a rain of the outpouring. Here we go. There's the outpouring. That's Psalm 84, verse 6. I love the passage. I love this whole thing. I wrote a whole blog based on this. The Psalm 84 blog in the Passion Translation with the breakthroughs. But the Lord is taking you out of the dark valley of tears. And he's going to dig you deep into the pleasant pools where others find pain. He gives you a brook of blessing with the rain of an outpouring. I mean, we could just sit here, we could camp out right here and just let that rain of the outpouring, let the revelation of that, let the power. Someone left the door open here, the windows of heaven just opened, the doorways of heaven, a revelation of refreshing just opened just now, whether you can sense it or not, but boy, there is a strong presence. So many people have been in a time of personal healing. I've gone through all kinds of stuff. There's been a lot of soul searching. I've had to do that myself, and I'm kind of a signs prophet. What happens to me is a sign for others. That's how I get some of the prophetic words. So we've been actually going through a time. Some people would call it, you know, the fire. Others call it, you know, the crushing. Whatever. We've been going through this time. The Lord's been trying to work some things out of our souls. But the Lord is now calling you to step back up. Instead of looking inside, he's going to cause you to look to him in the season. There's a shifting happening right now. I'm doing it. Doesn't mean you have to stop, you know, any counseling or anything, you know, anything that you're doing. Yeah, some people, counseling, therapy, or it was a powerful word just on that. You don't have to stop those things, or prayer. He's just saying that in general, he's doing a shift in the season. You can still operate in the others, especially the people who do those. You know, if we're living, the deliverance people have been pretty busy, huh? Ooh, there's been a lot of deliverance going on, and God's doing some new things. God is moving in a greater way in the area of healing, refreshment to your soul. It's not going to stop at all. You can keep doing it, but you're going to start noticing something, like what I did. You're going to start noticing that instead of the things of the soul, you're going to start noticing the solutions of the Lord. That's what happened to me. I started, and I'm still in healing. I'm still doing some things to get me ready for the promotions that are here. But what would take months and even years to accomplish, the Lord is going to do a quick work in you right now. So he longs, really. He's just longing to spend time with you. And I know some of you have been working 2 jobs, 3 jobs, you got kids, and he's going to find a way to speak to you. It's what he's been doing to me. He's finding a way to speak to you, and he's going to bring a completion to the past season of losses, tears. Though your path and your journey might have wound through the dark valley of tears, the Lord's been with you. Though you've walked through the shadow of the valley of death, though the Lord is with you. He promised something. He said, Jesus said this. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I don't care what it looks like out there. He is with you. So ask the Lord for that brook of blessing. Ask for the rain of the outpouring. I'm getting it. I'm getting the peace, love, and presence. Ask the Lord. We just ask the Lord right now. Give us the refreshing. Is the door open here? I almost fell backwards. That's right. There was a clunk. It was me trying to hold myself up here virtually. But whoa, there we go again. There was another wave that just came in. Whew. That was me shaking the camera. And there's a power here. Send your glory. Send your love. Send your peace. Send your presence in Jesus' name. Man, this is so powerful. I'm just going to sit here for a minute because there's a powerful, powerful rain of the Spirit happening right now. So watch for the Lord to light your way. He's going to shine. You know, the Word of God is very clear. He's a lamp unto our feet. You know, he is a light for us. Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2. Now, there's three. I see these seasonal verses. I see these quite often at Passover. But there's something special this year on them. Isaiah 61 and 2, Isaiah 60, 11, and Isaiah 60, 22. So write these down, begin to pray a bit. Whew, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. I don't care how dark it looks. The Lord is shining his light right now. I see this every year during Passover. Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2, verse 11 and verse 22. I see it every year. But this year, the Lord is releasing a greater glory and light. He's going to shine upon you. He's going to bring this power to break off the dark night of the soul, to remove the clouds of obscurity. He's going to do something, no matter what it might look like, no matter what you feel like. The Lord's going to allow you to live in a greater level of peace, to gain clarity. Isaiah 60, verse 11, your gates will always stand open, and they will never be shut, day or night, so that the peoples may bring wealth from the nations, their kings led in triumphal procession. Listen, I love this one. The gates are going to open for you. The gate that will not, the door is going to open. This is a season right now. This is a door that will open that no one can shut. This is a door of revelation. This is a shift in the heavenly realm. It's a door of blessing for some. It depends on what it is. The Isaiah 60, 11 door is opening right now. There's going to be some financial shift going on. Ooh, I felt it really strong. There's a great need right now for monetary blessing. We need this because the gates of financial blessing and provision are going to open. New doors of opportunity. And the Holy Spirit's going to start giving you blueprints, downloads, strategies during this season to help you get out of debt, develop plans for ministries, businesses to help others. This is a time, oh my goodness, I'm already feeling it for us. We're repositioning right now. We're taking some radical steps, you know, and maybe you have noticed that I've been doing my online training. They're not really webinars. They're full two-hour online training courses. I've been doing those since 2015. And then suddenly, the Lord told me to take a break. And this is our mainstay. I mean, financially, this is what we do. Instead of traveling, I do these, you know. It touches a lot of people. My goodness, we don't do it for money, of course. But the Lord blesses you. He blesses us in the midst of it. The Lord said to step back from that. He told me this. I tried to do one, you know. I tried to do it. I had to cancel it 5 months. And then finally, the Lord said, I'm going to shift something over you. But now, these gates are now opening up. These new ideas, these new strategies. I tell you, we need it. Thank the Lord. We have finances in the bank to be able to do this shift because, you know, we're really grateful for our partners and people who support us and things like that. But I'm just saying, the Lord's doing a shift, and you'll want to wait on Him. Isaiah 60, verse 22, the least of you will become a thousand and the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In His time, I will do this swiftly. The Lord is going to increase your impact. So in other words, the least of you, your least effort. I was just seeing this, like I just saw a vision. I almost had my mouth hanging open there. I just saw a vision of people who didn't see much of themselves. You said, I can't really do an impact. You know, you're going to fix income, you're doing all these different things. Oh, my goodness, the Lord's going to use you in some strategic ways. Others are going to release finances. Others are going to get some things happening. But He's going to start pulling out the stops and moving quickly. So watch the Lord to reveal what it is that you need to get free and move forward. What do you need to get free and move forward? In some cases, it's going to happen quickly. Others, the plan will take time, a momentum will be there. You know, when He says I want to move quickly, it doesn't mean the solution will be there fully. You might have to work it out, you know. For me, when I got healed, it took mine. I had to work it out, you know, to get my healing. But it definitely has been here, and the Lord's moving right now. Another thing that's going to happen is answered prayer and angelic help. Malachi 3:1, I will send my messenger. Messengers are angels who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly, the Lord that you're seeking will come to His temple, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come. Yes, says the Lord. I tell you, this is a powerful word because some people have angels attached to your covenant. You have angels attached to your generational calling. It's important. Why do you think that Jesus opens some of the Gospels with genealogy? It's important. about our heritage. Even if you don't know your heritage, it doesn't matter. The Lord said, I'm going to do something in the midst of this, and I'm going to send my angels right now. I'm going to prepare the way for you, and it's going to start right now. During this time of Passover, through the time of Easter, Resurrection Sunday, it's going to continue on through June, which is the Pentecost, and in July. I heard the Lord say there's going to be Christmas in July this year. There's going to be a birthing forth of some things that many people have forgotten about. The Lord says, mark your calendars, watch for it. It might be different than you might think. Man, I get excited here. I'm preaching. The Lord is releasing messenger angels to help prepare you. And so there's a lot of angelic activity even right now. Some angels bring you revelation. They're messengers. Some bring you understanding. Some bring you wisdom. Some are helper and warring angels. There's all kinds of different ones. And some are protection, personal protection. Some come for a season. Some come for one night and give you a download. Now, don't be disappointed if you don't see them, because angels don't show themselves because they do not want to distract from what they're bringing. And I've had a few, in fact, in 2009, I came back from South Africa, and I had angelic encounters, my crazy level of, in fact, one of the angels that I encountered in South Africa during that trip was the angel of finance, and I got this financial download, I got all kinds of stuff. When I came back to Santa Maria, where we lived at the time, woo, my house was full, but I really didn't see them. Once in a while I would. They said, we don't want to distract. Besides, if we break the plane and come through the plane of the reality for you to see them, they said you'll get a lot of warfare, or it'll distract. An angel stood at the foot of my bed once in its full glory, and I tell you, it was distracting. That's why they'll come. Don't worry. Maybe you'll see a flash out of your eye. Maybe you'll see one in a dream, the faceless person or the person that's tall in your dream. They're coming right now. In fact, they're already here for many people. Angels are here. So watch for the messenger angels. Watch for the warring angels to come. Here's some more about the word. Your book of suffering is going to be opened. This is Psalm 56, verse 8. You record my misery. You list my tears on your scroll. Have they not a record? The Lord says, you know, every time that you've suffered, every time that you've cried, I did not forget. I've captured your tears. I've captured your pain, says the Lord. And there's now books that showing that they're recorded in books in heaven right now. During this month is a start. It's going to continue on, but there's a start of the reconciliation of these. This comes in the form of repayment. It comes in the form of promotions. It comes in the form of different things or various things. But the Lord has not forgotten you. And every moment that you've suffered, all the pain and tears have been recorded, especially the tears. Psalm 126, verse 5, those who sow in tears will reap with songs or shouts of joy. The Lord is bringing you out of the wilderness, out of the hopelessness, out of grief, out of discouragement with some people, you know, who need it. Maybe there's some people, even depression, suicide, sickness and death. This is a season now to come out of that. I walked through that valley of the shadow of death a few years ago. Thank God I'm out. Cry out to the Lord right now. Do not give up. Lord, we pray this particular one, that those who have sown in tears would now reap with shouts and songs of joy. We bind that spirit of depression, suicide, and death. We bind in Jesus' name hopelessness, grief that seems to never get healed, discouragement in the name of Jesus, and we release. So you don't always have to bind them. You got to release the glory. We release the joy of the Lord in Jesus' name. Here it comes. The joy is here. In fact, that's the next point, is Psalm 30, verse 11. I love the New Living Translation. You've turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy. And that I will sing praises to you and not be silent, O Lord. And I will give you thanks forever. Joy is returning to the house. Come on. Someone get up right now. I think if we were in a meeting together, the tough part about ministering virtually is we can't hear, but I can hear it. The Spirit of the Lord can hear. The ones who are stepping up saying amen. In fact, I see some people standing in front of your computers or your phones right now and saying, yes, Lord, I come into agreement on that word. Yes, I need the joy to return to my house. It might be take it by force. Some people will need it. You need to get up and dance. You need to take walks. You need to laugh. You need to make some small changes that will have some big results. Some people need to break off isolation. And even if you don't have to leave the house, even if you just get in connection with people, get them on the phone, you know, it's just time right now. It's a season to come out of this time, of the valley of the shadow of death, of the winding road, the dark road of tears. It's a time. I've been prophesying it for a while, and I just keep speaking it because groups come out. Every time I prophesy, they think I'm just repeating this word. Groups come out. Oh, here comes another group. Here comes another one. And all of these people of the valley of the shadow of death especially, we're going to see some sudden turnarounds. Proverbs 13:12 in the Message, unrelenting disappointments leave you heartsick. But I tell you, a sudden good break will turn things around. Proverbs 13:12 in the Message, unrelenting disappointments leave you heartsick, but a sudden good break will turn life around. This, I tell you, who needs the sudden good break? I know that we do. So, Lord, we just come into agreement that you're healing broken hearts right now. You're healing discouragement, that especially those who felt disappointed in their ability to hear the Lord. Maybe you stepped out and you went for a house that didn't go through. And you thought it was the Lord, that you did some things and that it didn't work out. You thought you were going to marry a certain person that didn't work out. But I tell you, the Lord is still with you. And maybe he did those things. He did these things to prepare you, or maybe for you to go in there and open a door for someone else, especially houses and things like that, that maybe you thought you were supposed to rent or buy that didn't go through. People who are going to move in there, you went in there and cleared the way for them. See, we're so self-centered. Self-centered, don't be this. Yeah, I'm talking to myself too. We forget that the kingdom is bigger than us. And the Lord said, I'm going to heal your broken heart. I'm going to heal discouragement. I'm going to turn things around. So let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Be encouraged right now. Keep moving forward, friends. Watch for the Lord to move. And especially over the next few weeks, I'll be releasing more podcasts. Oh, my goodness. Let's just activate this. Lord, we thank you for this word of the outpouring. We thank you, Lord, that the word of the Lord is true. Yes, the word that's in the Bible, the word spoken prophetically is true. And we just put it, everything on it right now. We ask, Lord, that you would open up the heavens now financially. You would open up the heavens with strategies. You'd prepare us for Passover. You'd prepare us, Lord, for Resurrection Sunday and Easter. That you would prepare us for your visitation, whatever that might look like, for the messenger angels, for the download strategies from heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo-hoo! There's some power flowing right now. DougEdison.com is my website, and oh man, I'm tipsy in the spirit. Now I'm trying to do administrative work here, you know. Here comes some drunk announcements. Here we go again. The presence is so powerful right now. Woo! I tell you, ministering virtually can be different. And I thought I needed to get some people, you know, because I'm just here with my wife and she's in the other room. And I thought, man, I sure miss when I was going live all the time. But now I've been pre-taping stuff. The Lord said, don't worry, this week I'll be there. And he is. He's here right now. Hi, Doug, party of one. Your table is ready. The presence is here. Oh, boy. Hey, we're going to be... All right, seriously. This is a serious announcement. It really is. Because we're going to be releasing a new training. This is my 7-week school of financial breakthrough. It's called Kingdom Financial Solutions Breakthrough Mentoring Experience. Registration is now open. DougEdison.com/ Solutions. Now, it's going to be on Thursday, 6 p.m., April 21st through June 2nd. It's going to be during the time of Passover. It's going to start right after that or during that time. And yeah, it's going to open up some things for you. And this is the time the Lord is doing some new things. I tell you, I'm excited about it. I put this training together to help people. Not just this, I mean, get out of debt's one thing, but this is to help you align with the principles of heaven. It's the alignment with the principle. This is the stuff that I got from an angel of breakthrough. It was a financial angel of breakthrough that I got a visitation in 2009 in South Africa. And I tell you, it turned my life around, our ministry around. It took me a while to get it, but I started putting these principles into place. And we were able to get out of debt. We retired $45,000 worth of ministry debt within a month without taking an offering. So they see there's a little bit different here. Nothing wrong with offering faith. You want to sow right now, that's fine, but that's not what we're going to do. We're going to do something different. I'll show you how to develop streams of income using the internet, using an idea the Lord might, and this isn't just for business people, but we will go into a little bit on getting out of debt, how we got out of debt and did some things and change your lifestyle. 7 weeks, 49 days of breakthrough sessions. And it's also strategically, the way we do it, it's a cutting-edge process the Lord showed me, where we have a website that delivers one of these a week. You get a training, you get a video and a training and some audio and a worksheet. That, yep, there's an application worksheet. Then you go on each week, you go on to a private website with the others taking the course and my coaches, and you interact with others and with them with the exercises that we're doing, and the coaches will help you, they'll pray for you. So it's not just this is a powerful, powerful thing the Lord showed me to do. And if you can't be there every week at 6 p.m. on Thursdays Pacific time, it's okay. We deliver it to you. You watch it anytime. And here's the powerful part. It's only $97. Normally it's $197, actually. It's worth way, honestly. When we first started bringing this stuff out, it was more in the $500 range because of, you know, this is some powerful mentoring stuff, but the Lord has worked it out for us to be able to offer this for $97. And that is for the 7 weeks. That's like less than $15 a week. And you have access to my coaches and the private website and all the material, and also two sessions with me with my mentoring. It's a group, a live group session. I do a Zoom call. We'll invite you to two of those monthly mentoring sessions as well. And if you sign up now, we're going to be doing a drawing for two people to get an individual 15-minute breakthrough call with me. And all that for $97. DougAddison.com/solutions. Again, we start April 21st through June 2nd. I hope you can join us. It's going to be a powerful, powerful one. 49 days to change your life forever. Consider giving to what we do. DougAddison.com/give. You can text to give, L-O-V-E to 45888. L-O-V-E to 45888. Give on my app. Did you know that there's a Doug Addison app? You know, some people don't like social media. Download the app because it'll keep you right off social media if you don't like that part. You can see all my videos still. You can be notified when I'm going live. Got the daily prophetic word on there as well. You can just find it in the App Store, the Apple App Store, or Google Play. It's there's, and I'm getting drunk again. Hey, watch out. In the spirit, that is. Oh, my goodness. The Lord, we thank you. My goodness. We're entering into such a powerful, powerful season. We ask, Lord, that each person listening and those later on would be outside of time, that there would be a powerful, powerful outflow and outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And that's the title of this month. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit is starting, and he showed up already. Amen. Go to DougAddison.com/solutions. Sign up for the 49 days for your financial breakthrough as well. And if not, hey, see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.